Blog Talk Radio.
Business 101, and you're listening and tuned in to The New Yorker, and you just finished hearing the theme song for that show. You're a native New Yorker, and we have a native New Yorker that we're going to be bringing on, but let me tell you a little bit about it before we kick the show off. As you know, the Sunday night show at 9:30 is hosted by Miss Gail Walker. Gail Walker is a mother, a wife, and a career woman who started on the road to entrepreneurship in 2007 as a travel consultant in YTB Travel. Since that time, the company has branched out and expanded and now include retail. And so as a broker with Zamzu earning matching commissions, she manages her full-time career as an RN along with running her Zamzu travel and retail internet business on a part-time basis. Also, Gail also shows churches and nonprofits how to raise money using their own travel and retail internet center. Gail has added yet another role to her busy portfolio. That's right. She is, as we're doing tonight, she's currently a host here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio and co-host this show, The New Yorker. And this show focuses on popular New York restaurants, Broadway plays, concerts, and sporting events, and gives away a free $25 gift certificate to a lucky listener to a featured restaurant of the week. Gail is the perfect example how Zamzu is the right business for busy people. Hey, Gail, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I am blessed and highly favored and glad to be here tonight. And
all
how are
right,
you?
Right, all right. Hey, I'm doing great. Are y'all snow gone yet, or y'all still got a little bit more
it's
left?
Practically all gone, and now we have the yucky residual of the snow. All the dirt and garbage that was trapped in the snow is all melted. But you know what? That blizzard snow is gone. I'm so happy.
All right. All right. So, hey, what you got on tap for us tonight? What's happening up in the Big Apple, and what is it you are going to be sharing with the listening audience? Oh, I forgot to do some housekeeping things here real quick.
Yeah,
let me do that real quick, and you can do that. Hey, I want to take and give kudos to the 29,840 people who have listened to a show here on Home-Based Business 101. And since the new year started, once we started doing the New Yorker for the new year, and we did the New Yorker closing out 2010, but since your new year broadcast is good, you've had 1,409 people that have stopped by to check out your show. So again,
wow.
We want to just thank all of our people in our listening audience.
Yes, thank you for listening. Definitely.
All right, so hey, what you got on tap for us tonight?
Well, you know, quite a few things. Yesterday we had a Super Saturday, a Zamzu Super Saturday at the Park Central Hotel up here in New York. Unfortunately, I was not able to make it due to, I was planning on doing it up until the time I got up, but a family situation kept me from attending. But, you know, I got my report in from my colleague who was there. And, yeah, let me tell you something. We are going strong. That coffee, one of our new products that we will be sending, the organic coffee, Ganovia, that's due to come out in 4 to 6 weeks. And it's a healthy coffee, and there's a lot of buzz about this. People are very excited about that. Can you imagine, you know, all the coffee drinkers that we know, and these coffee drinkers will be getting drinking healthy coffee. Can you imagine that? That'll be really nice. You know, And I understand it's going to be priced very competitively with some of the our competitors. So that's really going to be good.
Yeah, so that means all them Zamzu office workers out there, you can go into your job and say, hey, look, I got some coffee, some new coffee I'm going to bring in that we can put here in the coffee room.
Yeah. And also, the energy is after the coffee. The energy will be coming out not long after that. We have partnered with America's Approved Energy Services.
Mm.
And, you know, that'll make it big. Because I tell you, I'm tired of looking at my Con Ed bill going up, 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 you know. You know, I'm looking forward to the fact that we'll be able to use our own supplier and cut down on our energy bills, whether it's LIPA or ConEd or some of the other PSE&G or some of the other providers we have here in our area. I mean, to save a lot of the money, you know, take it away from that monopoly and make some commission off of it. And that's something else we're very, very excited about up here.
Yeah, I understand why, because if we remember when the phones were deregulated and then we had companies that came on the scene like Xcel, MCI, you know, all of these companies, when the monopoly was broken up, and look what was carved out of it. And look at the money. I mean, I was part of Xcel at one time, you know, and, you know, the monies that people made. I mean, some of the former people, former Xcel people are some people that are also involved in ZAMZU. So they understand market shifts and those kind of things. And people, the energy piece, that's going to be a huge cash cow, because just think, when you can go on and pay your own energy bill through yourself and get, you know, part of the commission, but at the same time, getting a lower energy bill. I mean, I'd be glad when it hits here where I'm at in North Carolina, because, you know, where I'm at in Rocky Mountain, we have horrendous energy bills. I mean, you know, I just finished taking care of a $400 one and got another $400 one coming up. And, you know, I've seen some people's energy bills in some other states, you know, and it's like I'm just blown away. I mean, I have a friend up in Wisconsin who I'm, you know, helping with some paperwork and stuff in terms of some taxes and some other things. So one of the things I needed to know was her energy bills. I mean, her highest winter energy bill, she lives in the ice, snow, and cold. And I'm down here in North Carolina. Her highest energy bill for the winter was $132 and minus $400. Something ain't right with that picture.
That's right.
You know, she's in the icebox. You know, I'm not, I mean, it gets cold here too at times, but I'm not up there in Wisconsin.
So I can't wait for this to come out.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be a huge money shift. So what else is on tap?
Let me see. We have one thing that really, really got me this morning, you know, Sunday morning when I wake up in the morning, I don't really like to, you know, watch news and stuff like that. I always like to listen to something spiritual before I go to work. I mean, go to church. And it's really funny because I listened to two sermons this morning. One was by Charles Stanley, son, and I forget what his name was, but he was talking about the birthright. And he was talking about this story about Jacob and Esau and how Esau gave his birthright away to his brother over a bowl of stew. And, I mean, the way he broke it down under, you know, understanding what is your bowl of stew, what are you willing to give your birthright away for, you know, and that was really deep. Then right after that, Creflo Dollar came on, and he was talking about wealth and being prosperous, and he based his sermon on Deuteronomy 8:18. And you know, we have the power to create wealth. But, you know, we all usually stop right there. And then his question was, so what are we doing to create that wealth? I was like, wow, that falls right in our lap. You know? What seeds are you planting to create? You know you have the power to create wealth. What seed are you planting to get that wealth? Because James 2:20 says, faith without works is dead. So you can say, yeah, I have faith in that word, but if I'm not doing anything, it's dead. Well, then I go and I check my email. And what do I get from my email? Is this email notification from someone by the name of Baba Jahi. Do you know him? And what is he talking about on his radio show this morning? Abundance is your birthright. Now, if this is not a meteoric message from the heavens trying to give us, and you know, and I was listening to your broadcast earlier, and I was like, I cannot believe it. Talking about confirmation on top of confirmation. People, man, we need to get on board. We need to do this for ourselves. I mean, we need to start doing what it takes to create wealth. And, you know, and I have to, again, give a shout-out to Warren Valentine, who recently, the truth fighter himself, who recently joined up with Zam Zoo, because after him seeing the worst of what this company is, and that we write in where that shift is going to, you know, and he saw the advantage of joining up with something like that. And he's always talking about on his radio show about what we need to do in our communities to create our own wealth. It's just all tying in, you know. It's just, I don't know. But would you mind sharing a little bit what you shared on your show this morning? Because that was, like, really.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I mean, for those, you know, that's just chiming in again, is, you know, that we, you know, on Sunday mornings, I do my show, The Gospel of Working from Home. And today, you know, I discussed parts, excerpts from a book by Randy Gage called Accept Your Abundance, Claim the Prosperity is Your Birthright. You're supposed to be wealthy. You know, and it takes me back to when I used to work in certain church communities and whatever. I had one fundamental principle that I always used to try to get people to focus on, you know, and that, you know, we're supposed to live life and live life more abundantly. And if we're not, then why aren't we? What is it that we're doing not to claim that, since that's all part of the kingdom? You know, we talk about, you know, the keys to the kingdom, but that's all part of it. And it says we supposed to live life more abundantly. And then I had a good friend of mine, one of the people that worked towards my, me being ordained, and he used to say, we're supposed to be the head and not the tail. You know, he's an ancestor now, and that's Reverend Ashaka Musa Barashango. But he used to always talk about being the head and not the tail. And he said, that's not arrogance. He said, if we're part of the divine creation, then why are we living such undivine lives? I mean, and that's always been my message to youth when it gets to other values. I mean, but, you know, but we're talking about wealth and a term tonight that most people conceptualize wealth in terms of which is money, which is one means of wealth. I mean, because, you know, the bottom line is it means being able to have a balanced life where nothing superimposes on you a will that forces you to do something that you wouldn't want to do. And so if your money is right, see, then you're not going to have to compromise your spirit. And too often people are compromising their spirit because they're doing some things just for some money.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, again, is that we have, as you said earlier, we have the ability to create wealth, but we have to seek out the opportunities that exist. And so right now in our lifetime, you know, there's something that's happening. What's happening is this thing called the Internet, and I know there's some people that got certain views about the Internet and all of that, and I tell them, you know, you come by my house, and I teach them how to go through cookies and stuff and all of that, and I say, you go through my cookies, you ain't going to see none of the girly-girly sites.
That's right.
You know, because people talking about, well, you know, you go on the Internet, they got all this pornography. I said, they only got on there where you go to.
That's right.
If you don't go to the pornography website, pornography ain't going to show up on your computer.
Right.
So, you know, and people be saying, I don't want to deal with it, it's sinful. No, it's innocent. It's technology. If you bring sinful endeavors to it, then you brought the CNN on yourself. But I mean, it's technology. It's innocent. It doesn't have a value. It's only the values that we put to it. And right now, we're in front of the greatest market shift take place in human history. And that is with people dealing with retail on the Internet. And all I can say is, again, you know, is people need to take advantage of that. And I'm going to close out with this, so I'll turn it back over, because this is your show, not mine. You know, I do my Sunday mornings. You know, but you ask me a question. But, you know, the thing is this, out there for everybody that's listening on Gail's show, and then I'm going to turn it back over to our host, is that there's three kinds of people. Those are people that make things happen. Those are people that watch things happen, and those are people that ask what happened.
That's right.
You know, if they be in the first group, the ones that make things happen, not the ones that ask, you know, what happened or the
what
or,
happened?
You know, yeah, you know, it, you know, that or the people that just say, well, I ain't worried about making nothing happen, because this thing with this shift, you're going to participate whether you choose to or not, in terms of
that's
your values,
right.
Because you're going to be forced to choose to, because you can't escape it. You know,
right.
You can't get around it. You can't go over it. You can't go under it. You can't get through. You're not going to get around it. It's happening, and you're going to participate. So participate as a producer, a owner, and not just as a user. Back to you, Gail. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is our time now, and we have to accept, if we want to go forward, we have to take the first step, you know. And even with February being Black History Month, you know, and I always tell everyone, and I always raise my kids, and they know I would say it all the time, Black history is American history. And, you know, we have to do for ourselves as a people. I mean, yeah, we went through our changes and, you know, historically and all like that. But you know what? We got to do our part. And now we have the opportunity, as everyone does, but it's becoming more prevalent now in our communities, where we could just step out on faith and open up our own businesses and start making money for ourselves and start stimulating our own economies. I mean, I spoke to someone today, and at church, I hadn't seen her in so long, and I was like, how you doing? She's like, I'm working three jobs. And I'm like, well, why are you working three jobs? You know, you could be doing, you know, something for your own, but we're locked into this mindset. Well, I just want the sure thing. I know if I get a paycheck in my hand, and I know I got that paycheck, but you could be making your own money, working harder for yourself and taking advantage of the tax breaks and everything, rather than working for somebody else and giving all that money in your taxes back to Uncle Sam. I mean, we just got to unlock ourselves from these chains that is holding us down.
Now, you know, Gary, it's interesting you mentioned that in terms of what that lady shared with you. And what I do with people, I usually, you know, take, and we can do this real quick, is to get a person to break that down. I said, well, okay, well, how many hours you gave to put in? And they said, you know, I'm doing, you know, 4 hours. I have to get off my regular job, you know. And I said, what they give me? I get $9 an hour. Okay, so you're getting 30, you know, 4 times 9. Am I correct? That's what, $36?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to get $36 each night you show up. You're doing that 4 nights a week, right? They say, yeah, 4 nights a week. Some people doing 5, some doing 7, you know what I mean, depending on what they have to give up. But they say, you know, even if at 5 nights a week at $36, 5 times 36, that's 5 times 6, that's 40, carry to 4, 15, $190 a week. And then I do is I walk them through what it would take to make $190 in this business, putting in, if you put in the same time and effort and energy now. So you can't, you know, say, well, I'm not going to, but you're going to be able to do it from home. But it's my cousin, who's my attorney, says, you know, he has the most difficult supervisor. His supervisor's himself, he says, because he has to force himself to work at times when he doesn't want to work. But, I mean, but the point is this, for people out there that's listening, that's thinking about that second, that third, that fourth job, is what if we showed you how you could make a $500 bonus in 1 week on top of the other monies that you make, and you put in less than the amount of hours that person put in. You don't have to put in 20 hours. I mean, I'm pushing. I'm full-time.
From the comfort of your home. From the comfort of your home. Not even paying transportation to go back and forth to all these places.
Yeah. We had this week, this past week, and we'd be striving always to get more, but this past week, we had 16 telephone and internet presentations to do with people. That was still less than 8 hours work, because they take about a half an hour to do.
Mm-hmm.
That was still less than 8 hours work. I netted, when I look at, you know, what we closed and other stuff that we did, $250-some, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I netted still close to $60 above that $190 a week we just put out there for somebody that's putting in 20 hours a week at $9 an hour.
Hmm.
And that's how we have to break it down for people. Like you say, you work a full-time job as part of your career, but you do the business as your part-time job. Explain that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I come home. I mean, you just have to make a schedule. And whether it's an hour a night, or if it's 2 hours a night, or a half hour, sometimes I have other obligations. I'm not able to do certain things. Sometimes I steal out on my lunch break. If I have to make a couple of calls, I make a couple of calls. You know, Saturdays and Sundays, I do a lot of my outreach and you know, to people and back and forth. And, you know, you send an email here. And the way this business is set up, I mean, we have the tools. I mean, they have given us the tools. You send them the videos. You know, you put them on a conference call. I mean, and the work is done for you. And it's, if you follow the system, it will work. All you have to do is follow the system. That's it. It's easy in terms of doing the work. You know, nothing, you know, worthwhile comes like super easy, but it's easy enough. You just follow the system, and everyone has a coach. The power team leader is the coach, and if you follow with the power team leader, if you keep up with them, when the person calls you, you return the call. When, you know, they say, you know, you do certain things and you actually do it, you know, and they help you out, you will succeed.
All right. I mean, hey, you know, that's, you know, hey, people, we've shared a lot with you about how to participate in the ZAMZOO system. As we're ready to wind down for your show for tonight, Gail, let's bring people on back home to New York. So what's happening on Broadway? What's out there in the movies? And, you know, what's going on in the Big Apple as we wrap up for the night, and then we're going to give out again your blog and other contact information. so people can follow up. But let's take this last couple of minutes right quick and bring people up to speed. As the snow's melting away and going away and stuff, and people getting out and about. So what's going on?
Well, you know, I have to ask my kids about what movies are out there. So I asked my son, I was talking to my son a little early, and I said, well, what movies are happening out there, you know? And one of the ones they were talking about is Martin Lawrence's new movie, Big Mamas Like Father Like Son. I think this is the third in the series.
Oh, Martin Lawrence got a new movie?
He got a new movie out, and you know that guy.
I got to go see this. He one of my favorite characters, but I had to go see what Martin got. Go ahead, finish talking.
That guy, if you had a long hard week, where he's one of the people you can go to one of those movies and you could just laugh and get all that stress off just by laughing. I'm telling you, when you walk out there, you'd be feeling real, real good. I mean, really. I really love him. And let me see, what is up there? There's something called Unknown. I'm not sure what that is about. But I'm not sure what it's about, but that's the top seller. Let me see what this is. It says, a man awakens from a coma only to discover that someone has taken on his identity and that no one, not even his wife, believes him. And with the help of a young woman, he sets out to prove who he is. Oh, Liam Neeson is starring in that. Diane Kruger,
okay.
Mary Jones. Okay, that's a pretty nice cast right there. So that's the number one box office. But how does this tie in with Zamzu, somebody might be saying? Well, I'll tell you how that ties in with Zamzu. Well, you go to your free agent website, and of course, if you don't have one, I'll give you one. Just get in contact with me. And when you get to your free agent website, I'll take you on a website orientation, and you will see where you'll find this retail store called Fandango. You can go to Fandango and order your movie tickets for $1 less than you would get it at the movie theater. Now, if five of you were going to the movies, that's $5. You can take that $5 and go buy you some popcorn. That overpriced popcorn they have in a movie theater. You got your popcorn for free. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And that's some other. They have the King's Speech is still doing good. That's a pretty good one. Justin Bieber, his documentary, Never Say Never, that's out there. So there's quite a few movies out there that we can get through our Fandango website. Through our Zamzu website on Fandango.
All right.
So that's one of the things.
Hey, all right. You know, time is winding down. We need to really wrap up. And so, again, you know, I know that hasn't officially started yet, you know, but you know what I ask you each time. So what's the buzzword on Spider-Man this week?
The saga of Spider-Man. You know, I haven't heard much about Spider-Man, this week. I know they did the reviews early. Let me see. Spider-Man on Broadway. Let me see what happened. I'm looking
okay,
here.
Well, we down to a minute left, so you can bring us up to speed next week.
I'll have to do that next week.
You know,
because
next week
the
official next week they they should be going into get into the week where they actually then tweaked out whatever it is they're going to tweak out and then have a consistent show so they can quote unquote technically do a review, right?
Well, yeah, they've been doing reviews all along. But the thing is, no matter what happens, all the reports I keep hearing is that they're showing it to packed out audiences every night. So, hey, the critics are saying one thing, but the audiences are saying something else.
All right. Hey, we got to wrap up. So give out your blog real quick.
Okay, the blog is myzamzubiz.blogspot.com. Leave a comment on one of the blogs and put your name and fill out your information in the request information form, and I'll get that, and I'll make sure you get your free gift, which is the free website, and get your 30% off a 30% commission off of any of your purchases and your cash back off of your purchases. So Save some money.
All right. All right. Hey, Gail, hey, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you. And we'll close
You're
out with your song, The New Yorker. And until next time, God bless you.
Goodbye.